On the call today, on the 16th of September, we have Mikey O'Connor, Jörg Schweiger. From Mike and staff, we have Bart Bosswinkle and Christina Nordstrom. We have apologies from Olivier Crippin-Leblanc and Jim Galvin. And we are expecting Mark Costers. That's all.
Cool. You know, if I were Mark writing that note, I bet I would have dropped a notch. I'll bet that was actually an apology. We'll see.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll carry on.
All
right, so our agenda is pretty simple. We're going to beat up the draft and walk Mikey back from the precipice, walk him back from the brink of the chasm. So what's on the screen, and, you know, Bart, by all means, chime in. This is
Yeah, I will.
So if you've got things that I did that you don't...
just a couple of things. What may I start with one thing, thinking it through and looking at it, is I think what needs to be included is, in fact, maybe just one paragraph, which states, here you are, all SOs and ACs, here's the final report, this is what we recommend you do with it. And the rest of the letter, of the cover letter, is all explaining why we reached that conclusion.
Oh, so right at the top.
Yes, because it's now, look, it needs to be, say, what you see now, it leads to this conclusion, but most of, say, knowing most of my CC NSO counselors, they just want to see what do you want me to do,
right?
And I think the rest of it as well. And it's a bit embedded now. You got the two options there, but it's whether we do it emphatically, but we recommend at least.
Emphatically. I'm voting for emphatically. But I will submit to the will of the Europeans.
but at least what you do is the cover letter is, say, here you are, SOs and ACs, this is the report, this is what we recommend you do with it. Full stop. And then the rest is all introduction leading up to that conclusion and showing there is an alternative.
But if I'm right, so this is Jörg for the transcript, basically our report of the first phase is more or less or identically our report that we recommend to be the final one.
Yeah.
So we should really very clearly state that both of them are identical and that the letter is our final report. At least this is what we suggest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you say is, say, we got the final report and say we start with, it's just two or three sentences. Here you are, SO or ACs, counselors. This is the report. This is the final report of the DSSA, in our view. According to the charter, you need to discuss it, and blah-de-blah, and we recommend that you adopt it and that you forward it to your members.
So do you want to write that, Bart?
Oh, it's no problem at all. No, it's just almost the exact summary of what's in here without going into the options. And the rest is all... it's all language leading up to that conclusion.
Right. So we've got background.
Yeah.
And then down here, we would maybe insert a chunk that says conclusions.
Options and then the conclusions and then the rationale. The final bit is the rationale, but it's so...
So here's options.
Yeah.
And then
You have recommendation. This is the recommendation. This is, in fact, conclusion and recommendation. Yeah. El rationale. And these are the rationales. If you send it, say, once you've done this editing, if you could send it right after the call to me,
Mikey. That's what I was thinking, is that I would just, you know, hit save and fire it off to the group.
Yeah,
that sounds great. That's because I was thinking the same thing, but I hadn't figured out how to solve that puzzle. So I like that solution a lot. Good. Okay. Anything else from Bart before we go?
No, it's this was just an additional structural element for the letter itself.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Yep.
Hey, Mark. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you. Hey, Bart. So I've read the letter too. I have no issues with it. So
Jorg is going to walk me back because he's European. He can't take the salt and pepper language quite so much. So we're gonna back me off the precipice just a little bit here. I'm actually fine being walked off the precipice. I just loved writing those phrases. So it made me feel really good. Oh, Mark, after we've stopped the recording, stay on the call for just a minute. Jorg and I have a secret plan for public comment report, and we want to see if you want to join us. That's appropriate for the recorded part of the call.
I like intrigue.
Okay, so, Jorg, why don't you walk me through your changes, because I'm happy.
Mikey, just one, you're going too fast.
Oh, all right. So where are you?
It's go back to the first insertion you made.
Yeah.
The objective of the DSSA was, no, it is, it still is. Nothing changed there.
I wonder why I changed that.
I don't know.
Because you already put a bullet in its head?
Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm already in the past tense.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm game with that. I'll go slower, but...
That's the only one I had there.
Okay. Well, then, maybe we turn this into the present tense, huh?
Yeah.
How about plans? Since we don't intend.
Yeah.
Just before you go on, Mikey, because in the last paragraph, I do have a question. If we shouldn't state very clearly that one of our goals was to perform at least one walkthrough through a real analysis, and I can't really find that. Whereas I always thought that one of our plans, our initial plans really was to conduct a analysis based on what we've done.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's
find that.
Jörg?
Yep.
I think what Mike is doing right now, I think that was captured in a proof of concept.
I think we were just
run
too
through.
Short of shorthand. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about that, Jörg? Does that...
Another proof of concept analysis based on what? Yeah, fine. Good.
Let's not be quite so.
the phase one methodology.
Yeah. Well, better yet.
I'll tidy this one up as soon as you send it to me.
Okay. Oh, that's a good catch. I like that. All right. So we're chugging along. I'm moving us ahead, but feel free to roll me backwards.
I think, Mikey, say what you've deleted, and I'm fine with the deletion, et cetera, in itself, but I think what is important in, can you say what you've done with after the ICANN Board of Directors adopted? It's first of all, it's the charter of its board risk framework working group. But I think what it...
So are you saying that I should back that out?
No, leave it in, and say, condensing it. Now, what I wanted to add, and say that was the origin, that you put in a date, or that we put in a date, in order to give it some, say, have an idea of timing, where we are in time. Because just the statement as it is doesn't reflect, say, that this is ongoing now for quite some time.
Right. So if I just leave that little insert date marker in there, does that...
Yeah, and it's work, and what is important of its board risk framework working group, so it's its own working group. Because then you have a clearer idea, say, what. Because I think this is, say, we have an idea, being on the Ops DSSA and the DSSA itself. Some people on the, I know for sure, people on the CCNSO Council do not have any idea even of the existence of this group, although one is part of them, and secondly, when it was created. And I think this is true for the others as well. For the other
now,
council.
What we could do is we could treat this whole section as a timeline.
That was the original intent.
What if we sort of highlight?
That's why I've listed it as a current state of play, or just an overview of the major events.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
Without any, and that's why you had your European language in it.
Do that. And I'm going to back this out. No, this one I'm going to leave in, actually. Because we noted it in the past, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that one. That doesn't change the meaning the same way that other one did. Okay. So what we could do... is we could lead each paragraph with a date. Well, I don't know.
So it has some dates in it. It just inserts like in August 2012 it was published, etc. And the final report or the first say the final phase one report was published in 2012 as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that makes it makes it understand that was my reasoning. If we do it this way, it is logical that the DSSA went into hibernation, etc.
Right. Yeah, and that's critical.
Yeah. And in order to understand these, you need these dates.
Yeah. So one way to do this, and you can, I'm going to just make one change, and you can decide, Bart, whether you want to carry this forward.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. But
see, that way you could you could put each date sort of marching its way down.
It's a bit of a trade-off whether you want to make it say insert the dates or make the date now, because now you make it turn it really into a timeline.
Yeah.
And while the other way around, if you just
too much emphasis on the timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I back that up.
Yeah,
I think that's right. I think the narrative works fine.
Yeah.
Besides, it's very European. It's very understated.
You want to get back at us, don't
this
you?
Going to live on forever.
You see, that's we would never do it.
Okay. Anything else in this section that people want to touch up?
Last paragraph, to be very European, effectively evaporated.
Where's that? All right. So this is the one. Where did I change?
Yeah, this sounds a bit melodramatic, and I don't think that we do need melodramatic.
So fucked over is no good, huh?
No.
It's better.
If you put it that way, then everybody understands.
I thought that was pretty good. Yes, dear ATRT, we got fucked over, Mikey, for the record. But I will change the language in this report because I am working with Europeans. So what are we going to say here? The rate in that has what? Let's open up.
Gone left, something like that.
Oh, we'll find a way. I don't know what was the original.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. Oh, God. Word is
diminished.
Great sometimes.
Hey, come on. I'm a thesaurus here. Gone left, diminished, what else do you want?
Let's see. Notes that the result of the pause of 1 year, the interest and participation in the activities of the working group has dramatically
diminished.
Yeah, okay.
You could say dramatically
diminished. Substantially diminished or something like that.
Yeah. Substantially decreased or diminished.
Oh, yeah. Substantially decreased sounds great. The has in front of that is not working anymore either, but...
I can take care of that. Watch this. Okay. Except we're going to reverse the words here.
All right.
Get into the active voice. I do like the active voice. See, and then parenthetically, I could say effectively to zero, close parenthesis. But I won't because I'm not. Okay.
Never thought that would be such a fun call.
Hey, you know... The party after a funeral is often quite a lot of fun. I started drinking at 6 a.m. this morning. I don't know about you.
I never stopped.
Okay.
Always keep your level.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. All right, on to the next changes. Any other?
I would say one of the things, I would change the order around, say decrease dramatically, say additional areas of expertise are needed. But that's, I think this is already looking into, that's what I had at one of my notes, this is already leading into, say, a rationale why we not want to, because the additional areas of expertise.
Right.
Yeah, you could repeat it, but it's...
So you're talking about this
section that it's already in say the next part, because this is where we are right now.
Right. So we could take this sentence out.
Yep. I would, yeah. Looks like it, yeah.
Boy, that is European. Very understated. Yes, your house is on fire, and by the way, your train crashed into my car. Just thought I'd mention it. I think we're starting to approach the ESSAC in terms of our understatement here. Oh, by the way, there may be some collisions in names of new GTLDs. We wrote a report in 2009. You might be interested in that. Just thought I'd mention it.
No, but it's, the argument is further down as well.
Right, but now we're into the...
options.
Yeah, and so there I think it's appropriate that...
These are
now
the
we're,
yeah, but
yeah now we're starting to describe the options and hint as to why we're concluding what we're concluding. So I think it's fine there. Now, I suppose what we could do is...
I think you, because we got it, say, the DS is 8, and then you go the options and the recommendations, and then you have the arguments like, what's the additional capacity, et cetera, that is needed for the second option.
So maybe we move...
that bit to the last four paragraphs, and it's already there somewhere.
Take this one out? In that case, see, actually, this whole thing is actually our rationale. So the option is really consider us done or not, period.
Yeah.
And then all the rest of this.
And if you don't consider this done, though, it's what is probably needed in, say, the second one. If you don't consider it's done, what the chairs need is an update of the charter and a new call for volunteers. That's part of say, the option.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so it's really just this last piece that we can take off. I'm going to take it out and staple it in down below here so we make sure we don't lose it.
Yeah. But it's already in there, Mikey. If you look, say, part of it is what you have here already, and if you scroll down, you see that we say if you want to do phase two, you need additional expertise, etc.
Yeah. So we've got our new volunteers, with different expertise. So we do already have it there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So we took out two of three repetitive things. That's great.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Now, there's some other inflammatory word.
Not only different, but additional as well. So there might be different expertise that is needed, but additional as well. So we wouldn't close the door behind our exit.
Yeah.
How about broader, which includes us?
Additional is broader, or just additional.
Yeah, with additional expertise.
I think that captures it. Mark, you agree?
Mark always agrees. He's multitasking. He's being a...
I have it on mute so you don't hear. So I have no issues with what you're saying now. I'm okay with Mikey's Americanism language too. So I kind of enjoy seeing some of those, you know, fighting words show up.
Oh, we've got Jorg and I have a plan that we will share with you after
this call. Okay. But no, this is all good. This is all good.
Okay.
But beware, it might have some explicit language in it.
Yeah, that's all right. I've heard Mark use language like that before. All right, so we're getting rid of emphatically in deference to my European colleagues. Take that out. And,
I wouldn't mind if we would not be so directly pointing to the option we would prefer, because it seems like we do not leave the council or the SOs and the ACs with any option except come on, the message for me seems to be too clear, except our final report, period. And I would dig down a little bit more into detail, because I am not left with any choice. At least the language right now seems like we do not want to leave a choice. Whereas for sure there is a choice. There's a choice of refinement of the charter, rescheduling the working group, get new volunteers, and so forth. So basically there is a choice, even though we are not in favor of it. But our language indicates that there really is no other choice than... So I would like to see if we could make it a little bit more choicier.
If more choicier? Ooh,
yeah,
if that concept.
God, what I mean...
So is it this sentence, Jörg, that's too strong?
Jörg, from a conceptual point of view, let's take a step back. I think the DSSA, and at least the OFDSSA, is at the point where they say we recommend the first option.
That's okay.
And then you and say the drift of this whole point is why the DSSA recommends the option, because if you scroll up again, Mikey,
I'm fine with the recommendment. I'm not fine with the DSSA does not support option 2, because we are not concerned with option 2. If the ACs and SOs believe they have the right and it doesn't make sense to choose option number 2, then, well, they could. They don't need our support, and probably they are not even interested in our support. So we could leave that open to them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, what I did there, just to show you, is, you know, I took out that emphatic not supporting sentence. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant to do.
That would do the job, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, heavens.
So take
what
out
am I
the
doing
master
here? Hold on a minute. I'm relearning my stupid Mac. Well, I'm intending. Here's what I was trying to do. All right.
Yeah, and then take out the first sentence of the next paragraph.
Right. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. That's the way it's going to work.
All right. That's fine with me.
So I do have a comment now.
Okay. Go for it.
And that is, on the paragraph the sentence that you just took off,
yeah.
Do we need to have that paragraph at all?
Uh,
I mean, that's just sort of require. That's just sort of legitimizing why not to have the second option. But if there's no reason for to go into the negative, you did the positive on the first part. Is there a reason why we want to do the negative on the second option?
I think the whole rest of this document is the negative.
Okay.
It's actually all four of these paragraphs. It's not just that first one. Because it's also, you know, the second paragraph is saying, you know, hey, the Board Risk Committee is going to handle it. You know, knock yourselves out. And the next paragraph says, we see a risk that, you know, we're going to have two parallel tracks that are going to collide. And
and it also provides, say, Mark, it also provides, say, because we have taken this out, or it's still there, is why, what will happen if, say, people or the SOs and ACs unanimously, say, continue DSSA.
Okay.
How about saying something like...
You can leave out the first sentence, Mikey.
Well, how about this?
Once again. He's still fighting for it.
No, I'm just trying
issues with the second option, we're pursuing the second option, yeah. Something like this.
Okay. So it's kind of a headline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Considerations?
Looking forward, yeah.
Options.
See where I'm going, but I'm stuck on the language.
Yeah, but it's if you do it this way, is what you see right now, and then you can use, say, Mark's argument, not turning everything into the negative. Say, if we need to continue, we need additional expertise and new volunteers anyway.
Right.
You need to manage the two initiatives.
Yeah.
Once again, Marky, considerations in pursuing the second option instead of issues?
In consideration... Say it again, York.
Considerations in pursuing the second option. I wouldn't want to call it issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then you can change the tone as well.
Right.
Saying what needs
to
happen.
That leaves Jorg more wiggle room. Now, I think the odds of all four of those ACs and SOs unanimously deciding option two is a bad bet. But there you go. Never know. Okay.
And I'll change the tone of say, the later paragraphs if you agree, say, that we can make them more, say, as say, this needs to happen, and this is some of the risk you will be facing if you continue.
Okay.
Cool.
Then it's done, yeah.
Then it's done. Now, do we need some sort of closing paragraph?
Could do two things. It going back to, say, either closing paragraph, this in itself is self-contained. If you, say, if the OBSDSSA and the DSSA introduces, say, the recommendations or the, say, this is final report recommendation, and then close it on behalf of the DSSA working group, the name of the chairs, and the rest is all argumentation, then you don't need a closing paragraph.
All right.
So this is almost an annex to it.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose what we could do is we could go all the way up to the top.
Yeah.
and then in, you know, essentially wrap it up here, right?
Yeah.
Is that what
and
you're
then
saying?
It's and then the coach is submitted on behalf of the DSSA.
Yeah, that's great, because then we can take all that.
Take it out, and you don't need a closing paragraph.
Yeah. Yeah, so then somebody can read this whole letter in three lines and know what to do.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan to me.
By the way, are we in need of a further endorsement of the whole group, or us, the co-chairs that are in a position to write this letter right now?
I think we're in the position to write it, but I think it would be good to get the endorsement of the group as well. If nothing else, to have the conversation so that people understand.
Yeah, put them back in the picture.
Yeah, you know, why was the rug jerked out from under us? Well, here's why. And, you know, and if somebody just pounds the table and comes up with a different approach, I think that's fair, that we should listen and, you know, work through that. So
yeah, and at least it's a good way of thanking everybody as well for what they've gone up to now.
Yeah. I think that's right. It's good for closure, if nothing else. Yeah. And then we'll have one last hysterical all-group call. That's just as hysterical as this one's been. In which the Americans and the Europeans will face off and all the rest of the world will lie down in their bunkers. Keeping their heads down. Well, I bet Cheryl will be right in there. Yeah, that's... Australian contingent, I bet, will be in.
Yeah.
In that conversation, just fine. Okay. Well, I think this. All right. I'm going to hit save. And we'll call this V3.
I'll look at it again and send it back to the Ops DSSA, and I think. We can do it by email then, can't we?
Yeah, I think so. Let me just revised draft. Okay, this is a very terse email. It's going out to the group, and it's on its way. Okay, I think that's it, unless we've got anything else. Are we done? In which case, we'll stop the recording, Christina.